Strike action by more than 290 New Zealand Blood Service workers across the Motu begins tomorrow. The decision follows 7 months of stalled negotiations in pursuit of funding that seeks to rectify the 13% to 35% pay gap between New Zealand Blood Service workers and their colleagues of the same job roles, skills and experience at Te Whatu Ora. Representatives of Strike Action have affirmed the support of the executive team at New Zealand Blood during this process and have emphasised that frustrations lie around the unnecessary and harmful delays in securing the funding to solve the issue. I spoke to Public Service Association delegate Sean Dalloway ahead of tomorrow's strike. What are the consequences of not equally valuing blood service workers across places of employment?
I guess the first consequences that come to mind is that people at New Zealand Blood are being pushed out because the rates are significantly lower than our Te Whatu Ora counterparts. So we have a lot of people who are really committed to the work we do and are very caring and really want to do the right thing. However, you can't keep doing that when we're paid so much less. So I guess the two main consequences that I can think of is that it destabilises New Zealand Blood because we continually have people who have to go for higher pay somewhere else. And if I can give you an example, just in the last 3 months we've had four job offers to administrators have been turned down because the money is just not good enough. And that causes difficulty because it's a very skilled job and it takes a long time to train, so it's pretty challenging. So that would be one of the key consequences, is that we can't maintain a stable workforce.
And how transparent has the process of negotiations been between New Zealand Blood Service and Te Whatu Ora during the pursuit of funding to rectify this issue?
So I guess there's two parts to your question there. The negotiation happens between the PSA and New Zealand Blood, and that is that has been an extremely transparent and open process with a high level of trust on both sides. When you talk about Te Whatu Ora, that's where the funding issue comes in. So whilst we've had 7 months of really good faith negotiations, we're not actually negotiating directly with Te Whatu Ora, we're negotiating with New Zealand Blood. It's then up to Te Whatu Ora to work out with New Zealand Blood how they're actually going to fund that. So that's an important distinction to make.
Has there been much transparency between what the conversations between New Zealand Blood and Te Whatu Ora might have looked like across these 7 months?
That's a question. That's really a question for Sam Cliff as the CEO of New Zealand Blood. I haven't been party to those conversations, so that's not a question I can answer.
The variation in pay parity is 13% to 35% less than colleagues at Te Whatu Ora. Is it known whether the variation of this bracket might also be on account of demographic factors such as gender or ethnicity as well?
I'm sure there are some elements of that, but that's not the most important thing in this case. This is actually a really simple situation when you boil it right down. It's actually that we just want to be paid the same rates for the same work as our Te Whatu Ora counterparts. There's always been an agreement between New Zealand Blood and Te Whatu Ora to maintain parity, and this is an example where the parity is out of kilter. So yes, there could be other factors in this. However, that's not actually really the core issue, is that there's an agreement to maintain parity and we are not seeing that now.
Has there been any support or intervention on this issue from Minister Reti or Associate Ministers Ducey and Costello?
I'm aware that Mr. Reti is certainly aware of the situation and would be very concerned, and I think someone in his position wouldn't want this strike to go ahead. So yes, I know that there'll be support. Obviously there's an environment in which we're working, but we have a very high level of support from our executive here and from from the negotiation team, and that's really important because I know that they're working hard to actually try and sort this out. It's too long to wait. 7 months is too long to wait for New Zealand Blood and Te Whatu Ora to sort the funding out. People can't afford to wait. We're in a situation where, you know, we've had to call a strike action because we just can't wait any longer.
So where to from here for New Zealand Blood workers?
Well, in the immediate, obviously over the next few days, as you're probably aware, we are leaving work tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so we're taking a 4-hour strike tomorrow. We are then taking an 8-hour a full day strike on Tuesday after the long weekend. In terms of where to from here, we are very much hoping that New Zealand Blood will invite us back to the bargaining table and that we can actually push ahead with coming to an agreement that we can actually take out to members to vote on. So in the immediate action for us is obviously to rally together as a group of people and to make our views known and to be out there showing people that we take this really seriously. It's being done in a safe way. We want to get our message out that we're just asking for parity, which is something that's already been committed to. And then next week we'll be doing the same thing. And then from there, hoping very much to be back around the bargaining table next week.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us regarding tomorrow's strike action?
Yes, Jasmine, there are a couple of things. The first one is that we haven't come to this place lightly. We are people who care a great deal about what we do and the role that New Zealand Blood plays in New Zealand. We do feel for the patients who may be affected, and that's a serious commitment from us. We obviously have life-preserving services in place so that we can reduce the disruption as much as we can. We wouldn't make this decision lightly, and we certainly don't, but we don't actually have a choice at this point. We've come this far. We've waited for 7 months for this to be sorted out, and we really need to move forward.
That was PSA Delegate Sian Dalloway on the New Zealand Blood Service worker strike action on pay parity commencing tomorrow.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.